Joining me today is Charlene Rolls, the editor for You magazine, who is here to chat with us about their loved crossword puzzles going virtual. In a first for South Africa, you can now play large and small format crosswords along with word searches, code breakers, and Sudokus. And in line with its native digital format, there are interactive elements like video clues to make the challenge even more interesting. Welcome, Charlene Rolls. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm good, thank you.
Please tell us more about yourself.
So I've been a journalist for many years and an editor with You for just about 5.5 years. It's been lots of fun. I get to read all the stories in the magazine. I get to choose what goes on the cover. I look at all of the stories on our websites. And then, of course, all the special magazines that we do, including the puzzles ones and things for children like the Did You Know magazines, which has sometimes focuses on animals or experiments and actually helps children to do their homework. And, of course, I also oversee all of our digital projects, including our new online puzzles platform called You Puzzles.
Please tell us more about your journey with You.
I started at You magazine years ago as a journalist. And then tried to work in various departments. So I learned to rewrite. I spent some time in the copy editing department, which is where you do the proofreading and you look for mistakes and you try to make things pretty. And then I left and came back again a few years later as an assistant editor. So I was helping the editor to do the work. And when she retired, I took over from her.
Are crossword puzzles more popular now than before?
So crossword puzzles are a very big part of You magazine and what we offer to our readers. Games in general, we've got in the magazine, we've got pages that has the photo blockbuster, word searches, Sudoku, code breakers, anagrams. And we also have a kids game section every week in the magazine where we have similar games, but absolutely for children. So sometimes it will be Spot the Difference and other interesting games that we know our younger readers love to play. So they're very, very popular, and during lockdown even more so, because people had a lot of time on their hands and they wanted to keep busy. And I mean, our puzzles are absolutely an amazing way to get through some time if you're a bit bored. It's lots of fun, it's easy to do. And yeah, and there's something for everyone in the family.
Are crossword puzzles only for the elderly?
So crosswords are not only for the elderly, definitely not. If we look at the popularity of our kids' games, which is in the children's section of the magazine, people love it and will say that, you know, if they sit with their kids, or in fact, they just give the magazine to the kids and the children work through those puzzles. So it's not something that's only for older people. Doing puzzles is a really good way to learn new words or to test whether you can spot the difference in something very quickly, or to get from point A to B and make your brain work a little bit. You know, kids are smart, you know this. They like to be challenged and I'm always amazed at the kind of insights that we get when kids tell us what they like about the magazine, and the puzzle page is definitely a hit.
Who enjoys completing crossword puzzles?
Anyone who enjoys words and language and challenges like trying to figure something out, whether it's, you know, a clue or whether it's a new word or how to put numbers together. It's for anyone who likes that type of thing. And obviously for people who like a challenge, you know, it's not something that you just do in 2 minutes, except if you're obviously doing one of the shorter ones. And that goes across the board, the print one and the digital one. On our online puzzles, we have different options. So if you like word search, if you're a words person, word search is the one for you. If you like the code breaker thing, which is a bit more challenging, we've got that one. If you simply like to just find synonyms to certain words, then we've got the crosswords that have those kinds of things. And in the online one, we've also got video clues, which is something very new and very cool, where you get to play a video to see who the person is, and then you have to fill it in on the grid. So it's for people who really just enjoy a challenge.
What is your advice for beginners?
So one of the things beginners find very frustrating is that they don't always understand how to do the puzzles. So my advice would be to read the instructions and just make sure that you understand what you need to do. So if they say on a word search, for example, you can go across or diagonally or up and down, then read those instructions first, because you might be looking for words that is in a direction that you can't see. There are specific things that are unique to each puzzle, and once you figure that out, then you'll be able to do it. So always start with the instructions.
How are crossword puzzles constructed, and how long does it take?
So different puzzles take different times to construct. It can take anything from 30 minutes to 3 hours, depending on what the puzzle is and how big it is. So there are different sizes that the team produces, and different people use different software programs to put the puzzles together. So it really just depends on what the puzzle is. And if you need to find interesting clues, or if you need to find interesting pictures, it can sometimes be a lot of fun for the compilers, which is what we call the people who make those puzzles. So they sometimes get carried away, and because they're having so much fun putting it together, and then it will take them a bit longer, but yeah.
How have crossword puzzles helped people to overcome pandemics in the past?
So crossword puzzles have been around for a very long time. In fact, we think the first crossword puzzle was started just before World War II. In 1913, and possibly the fact that, you know, that people were struggling, wars are always bad, always difficult, lives lost and that type of thing. It offered a way for people to escape for a little bit from the reality of their lives, and just get out of the toughness of their life at the time. And we saw the same thing now during the lockdowns, especially the first hard lockdown when COVID-19 hit last year. People were buying our magazines left, right and center for the special puzzle magazines that we publish. And we've been doing them for many years now, but we saw an increase in sales, and what more importantly for me was an increase in the feedback from people who said, you know, this has helped me get through lockdown. It's just taken me away from the stress of life for a little bit. And it's helped me to just relax and focus on something that is a lot of fun. And for me and the team, that has been hugely gratifying. So a crossword puzzle is a way for you to just really, like a little gift of time to yourself, where you get to have fun and stretch your brain. So yeah.
And then lastly, is there anything else you'd want to add?
I just wanted to say thank you so much for having me here today. I think it's amazing that this radio station is run by and for children. It's very cool. And when I was about 8 years old, I spent about 2-3 weeks at this hospital because I had some kind of an illness that doctors couldn't figure out what was going on. And even though it is many, many years later, I still remember what a wonderful place it was, how caring the nurses and doctors were, and just how special it was to be in a place that is so 100% focused on kids. And so for me as an editor, seeing little journalists, basically budding journalists, working on producing content for this radio station, it's very heartwarming, and I feel quite honored to have been part of this. So thank you so much.
Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us. I really enjoyed this interview, and I'm sure the listeners did as well.